You're listening to the Household of Christ podcast. Be encouraged and inspired as we dive into God's Word.
I want to minister a message to you this morning, the faith that pleases God. Faith that pleases God. We're all trusting God for something big, something that's bigger than ourselves. And if you're trusting God for something that's bigger than yourself, you need some faith. Amen? Faith is not for the possible. Faith is for the impossible. Faith sees the invisible. Faith believes for the impossible, but faith receives the incredible. You know, during this week when I was away, somebody gave me a scripture. And at first when I read this scripture, it challenged my faith. But then after I started meditating upon it, I said, yes, Lord, I'm going to take this scripture. It lifted my faith. And I want to share this with you and trust that God will lift your faith so that you will start to believe God for more, because faith is the only thing that pleases God. Amen? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Jesus said, when he returns, will he really find faith upon the earth? So we should be preaching faith. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy, your tremendous grace. Thank you for your word that is true. Your word that brings healing, health, and strength. Your word that brings salvation to our hearts, O Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, as I share the word this day, Father, let your people hear your voice upon my voice, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Stir up faith in our hearts to believe for the impossible. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Listen to this. Isaiah 55 verse 1. I'm going to read from the Passion Translation. It says, listen, are you thirsty for more? Come to the refreshing waters and drink. Even if you have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy all the wine and milk you desire. It won't cost a thing. Can I have one? Amen. This is a message to many that say, I cannot do anything because I don't have any money. It says, I'm trusting God for this, but how am I going to do it? I need some money. And here's a word from Isaiah where he says, even if you've got no money, come and buy. Can I have one? Amen. Amen. Who of you would like to buy without any money? It's impossible to buy when you don't have any money. It's a paradox. It's the, you know, how do you buy when you don't have money? But here's a prophetic word where he says, come and buy even if you don't have money. Don't use that as an excuse. Am I talking to the right people here today? Many times we use money as an excuse not to buy. And here's a word that says, come and buy. He says three things that you have to come. Water, wine, and milk. Three things that he's talking about. Number one, water. It's the word of God that washes us. Living waters flowing from the inside. Amen. It talks about spiritual things. He says, come if you hunger and thirst. There's spiritual things available. Number two, the wine, that's the blood. Speaks about salvation. Amen. Forgiveness. Who have you messed up this week that needs a bit of forgiveness? Yes, that's me. Amen. We make mistakes every day. And lastly, the milk. Going into the land of milk and honey. It speaks about covenant blessing that God wants to bring into your life. The first area where you should prosper is in your spiritual life. He says, if you're hungry and thirst for blessings, come and be blessed in your spiritual life first. Because when you receive salvation and the Spirit of God starts working in you, then you can start to walk in forgiveness. Let me see, who had to forgive anybody this week? Who have you had to go to somebody and ask for forgiveness this week? That's what the blood of Jesus does. It washes you, it cleanses you, it brings forgiveness into your life so that you can have a pure heart. A clean heart, because when your heart is pure, you can receive the blessings of God. Matthew 5 verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Or God blesses those with a pure heart. So many times people don't receive the blessings that God's got for them because they don't protect their hearts. Many of your prayers are not answered, not because you're not praying. Think of Psalm 66 that says, because I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. He says, come and get these things for free. God is giving you a prophetic message here, a pattern for successful living. You think, if I can just get money, I'll be successful. I'll have everything that I want. He says, come and buy without any money. It's not going to cost you anything. This is a message of restoration. Amen? Supernatural debt cancellation. Who of you would like to see that? It's a scripture for you that you can start to pray. Amen. Just turn to the person next to you and say, supernatural debt cancellation. Some of you, I can walk out to you and go give you words right now, but we'll do that afterwards. Amen. This is a work of God by His grace so that no man should boast. God chooses grace rather than works so that no man should boast. So how do you get to this place? Amen. Get to a place where I can buy, but I don't have any money. This is only possible in the Spirit. Only possible in the Spirit. And many times in the Word of God, there's things that God will say that doesn't make sense to your natural mind. It's in the Spirit. Come and buy, but you don't have any money. Have you ever read Amos 9 verse 13? Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him who sows seed. Says the order is different. There's a hastening in the Spirit. Jeremiah 12 verse 5. If you've raced with the men on foot and they've worn you out, how can you compete with horses? God is saying, the foot soldiers are making you tired, but I want you to run with horses. Can a man compete against a horse? A horse is 10 times stronger than you. But God says, in the Spirit, I want to hasten some things in your life. If you want that, you need faith. Because from a natural point of view, that is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. The supernatural. Amen? The super, which is God up in heaven, touching the natural here. And you see the supernatural. Are you trusting God for the supernatural? So when I started with this scripture, like I said at first, like there's some, and I said, God, what are you trying to say to me? How do we unlock this? How do we step into this so that we can experience the supernatural? Buying without any money. Isaiah says, come and buy with no money. But Revelation 3 verse 18 says, come and buy gold refined in the fire. Have you ever read that scripture? Revelation 3 verse 18. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire so that you can become rich, and white clothes to wear so that you'll cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes so that you can see. Here again, he gives instruction for three things. Buy gold refined in the fire, white garments, and eye salve. What does that speak of? Gold refined in the fire is faith that has been purified. Faith that has been purified. White garments speaks about being clothed with Jesus, being clothed with the righteousness of God. And eye salve is to see and have discernment of who Jesus Christ is. Amen? So both Isaiah and John in the book of Revelation, he says the first area where you should prosper is in your spiritual life. You know, from a natural point of view, with gold, you can buy anything. If you've got gold, you can buy anything. But he says here to them, I urge you to buy gold refined in the fire so that you can be rich. The people in Laodicea, they had a lot of money, but spiritually they were poor. They were clothed with beautiful clothes, but in the spirit they were naked. Their money was taking them to many places. They've seen everything. He says, you need eye salve so that you can really see and discern who Jesus Christ is. Family, listen to me. Your faith is your connection with God. There's a life you're after. And the currency in heaven that pleases God is not gold, but faith. A matter of fact, to have the right kind of faith, your faith needs to be tested to see if it's real and authentic. See, now you don't get one amen. You only get one amen, not a lot of amens. Amen. So what does it talk about? When we say gold refined in the fire, it's your faith. Do you have a good quality faith? 1 Peter 1 verse 7. That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Can I ask you a question? Has your faith been tested? Has your faith been put to the test? Fire is the one thing that purifies gold. And trials and tribulations is the thing that purifies your faith. Do you want a good quality faith that will honor and please God? Can I have one amen, please? Do you want a good quality faith? Trials and tribulations is the soil in which your faith flourishes. Do you want to buy without any money? No cost? It requires faith. Look at what the ESV says. So that the tested genuineness of your faith. Say, God, I don't like that. I believe you. I read your Bible. Why must it be tested? Only pastors write this test. So that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in the praise and the glory and the honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Faith, when it's tested, when you go through trials and tribulations, and you still believe and you say, God, you're a good, it brings glory and honor to Him. In the good times, we should say, Jesus, I love you. And in the hard times, we should say, Jesus, I love you. In the tough times, Lord, you are good. And in the good times, Lord, you are good. That's faith. What does James say? James says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Why is God testing your faith? Why are you going through this? Not because you've done anything wrong. Because He's purifying your faith. Because faith is the only thing that pleases God. Turn to the person next to you and say, you haven't done anything wrong. Your faith is just being tested. This is the kind of faith that will allow you to buy without money. That kind of faith is a free gift. It's grace that God extends to us. Because if you can buy it with money, then you can boast. But if you cannot buy it with money and you need to exercise your faith, then Jesus gets the glory. We need revelation of Jesus Christ and what He values and what is precious to Him. Media team, put Job 22 verse 25 quickly on. Who is our gold? Yes, the Almighty will be your gold and your precious silver. There's something more precious than gold here on earth, and that's faith that has been tested through fire. Turn to the person next to you and say, I think I've been writing a test. Listen to me. If you're looking for healing, if you're looking for breakthrough, if you're looking for a place where I can buy things without any money, deliverance, breakthrough, that big contract, a wife, a husband, maybe a child, whatever you are looking for, Jesus paid the price for. So when people are looking for healing, deliverance, salvation, breakthrough, They think, if I can just have those things, it will be the end. If I can just get that contract, it will be the end. If I can just find a wife, it will be the end. A husband, it will be the end. If I can just have a child, it will be the end. Deliverance, it will be the end. It's not the end. It's a means to an end. The end is a lasting relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2 verse 8 says, "For it's by grace that you've been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it's the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast." If you can train and work and pay to have certain things placed into your legs that you can run with horses, then you can boast because you went through the procedure to run with horses. But if it's of God, and God gives you the grace that you can run with horses, then he gets all the glory. No man can boast. That's why God chooses grace rather than works, so that no man should boast. If there's a cost, then you can buy it. That's why the Holy Spirit is free, but it costs Jesus Christ his life. It's not cheap. If we can buy it, then we can boast. But God says, faith is something that I give you. You are saved by grace through faith. I've deposited mustard seed faith on the inside of you so that you can believe for greater things. Can I tell you what is the cost for us? It's humility. The cost for us is repentance. The cost for us is a total reliance, dependence upon the Lord Jesus Christ for everything. Cost is to turn from pride and say, "Lord, your will, not my will." You know, this church in Laodicea, they were rich. They were well-dressed. They saw what was happening and could see. But the word that came to them and says, "You think you are rich. I urge you to buy gold refined in the fire. I urge you to start to live by faith. And not put your trust in what you've got." That's what the Bible warns. He says to the rich man, it's difficult for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God, because their trust is in their money, because money answers everything. But it's not the answer to salvation. Let's go after the real spiritual riches. Amen? There's a life hereafter. The currency that pleases God is faith. They were not in faith. And when I was preparing this, I said, "God, I'm a pastor, but am I really in faith?" Come on, family. Turn to the person next to you and say, "Let's pray for the pastor to remain in faith." Because if I'm not in faith, what's going to happen to you? What am I teaching you? 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5 says, "Examine yourself to see whether you are in faith." When last have you done that? Test yourselves. Or do you not realize this about yourself, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test? Are you aware of Jesus that's on the inside of you? This is the mystery kept secret, Christ on the inside of you. When you are aware of Jesus on the inside of you, your attitude will change towards everything. Let me rephrase it. If you heard Jesus praying for you right now on that side of the wall, how would your mindset change concerning your situation? The truth is, Jesus is praying for you right now. He's not just praying for you in heaven, but his Holy Spirit's on the inside of you. Christ being formed on the inside of you. When we're aware of Jesus and we give him the rightful place in our hearts, everything starts to change. It says the revelation of Jesus Christ. But when you're not aware that Jesus is on the inside of you, it's then when you make the mistake. Isaiah and Revelation both is an invitation to intimacy. He says, "Come, come. draw close to me. When you go read Revelation 3 verse 20, he says, I'm stand knocking at the door. I say, open your heart's door and let me come in. Our challenge today, while we cannot live in faith the right way, is because we've not given Jesus the rightful place in our hearts. He's giving us a call to intimacy, to draw close. Turn to the person that you say, open the door. Family, listen to me. It's not just about salvation and breakthrough, your miracle, your healing, but it's about transformation, changing your way of thinking. When we allow the Word of God to become an integral part of our lives, we accept it into our hearts. By its very nature, it will start to change us, transform us, and we'll start walking, thinking, planning with God in everything that we do. So, I read this message. It challenged me. Then it lifted my faith. And then it started to examine my heart, to discern the intents and the thoughts in my heart. And I realized that this message is for the rich and for the poor and everything in between. If you say, I don't have money, he says, come and buy without any money. Don't use money as an excuse not to act in faith, not to do what God has called you to do. If you have no money, it's not an excuse. And if you have money, it's also not an excuse. Amen? The rich in Laodicea, they had everything. He said, but you lacked faith. You lacked the real currency. Because your trust is in the money. What did Jesus say? You cannot serve two masters. Decide who will be your God, money or me. When we have a lot of money, we should still be in faith and we should be rich in good works towards God. That's what the Bible says. You know, I'm not going to stand before Jesus with my money one day and say, look at all the things. They couldn't enter into the promised land because of a lack of faith. Turn to the person next to you and say, Jesus loves you so much. He made a way through His Word. He's knocking at your heart's door. Please open up. For us, the rich, it's a warning that true riches is faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith that's been tested and purified. It's not the possessions that we have. It's, am I in faith? Can I run with the horses? Am I trusting God for the supernatural? Or am I just relying on my own ability and my own strength? God started challenging me here and I said, God, if you had to come now, am I really in faith? Is the faith that you see a genuine faith, the kind of faith that pleases you? The requirements for genuine faith, do I have it? Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Here's the answer, family. Proverbs 22 verse 4 says, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Humility is a total dependence upon the Lord Jesus Christ for everything. And when I start to walk in humility before God, He says, riches and honor and life will come into your life. But it's the kind that pleases God. It's the kind that honors God because I'm walking in humility and not in arrogance, not in self-righteousness. What I've realized, the cost to experience the supernatural is obedience to the Word of God. The only proof of our faith is our obedience. I'm not expecting a lot of amens right now, but I hope that God is touching your heart. Amen? Job 36:11 says, if they obey and serve Him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasantness and joy. Your obedience to the Word of God is the only proof of our faith. When Jesus says, come, those that are thirsty, those that act and come, those are the ones that will experience the supernatural to be able to buy without any money. But you have your part to play like God has got his part to play. What requires faith? Everything. Everything which is not of faith is sin, is what the Bible says, Romans 14, verse 23. So both the poor and the rich, they both need faith. Everything that they do, they need to do it in faith. I asked myself, are my prayers up to date that I should be praying in faith? Ask myself, is my forgiveness, Isaiah 55, the wine, the blood, that speaks of forgiveness and sanctification, is my forgiveness up to date? Or am I still offended with some people? Hey, no. Let me just see, who got offended this week? Who got super offended this week? Who of you blew a gasket this week? Okay. That's why the gospel is there. Amen. That's why it's there. Is my forgiveness up to date? Have I forgiven everybody? And have I gone for asked for forgiveness from everybody? Is the gifts that God has given me that I should use to advance the kingdom of God, is it up to date? Is my giving up to date? You know, this morning as I was preparing, even before I came to church, I made a transfer. I said, God, I just want to make sure this, I'm just transferring this amount because I want my giving to be up to date. Can I have an amen, please? Faith is something that will challenge you the whole time because faith is not for the possible. Faith is for the impossible. When we bought this piece of land, we did not have the money. But the Lord spoke and said, if you don't move now, in 2 months, it's gone. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank God that we moved and did what we had to do. When you start to act in faith, you'll see God will do supernatural things for you. Many times we see buying without money. You're just at a place, you're at the dentist, and they say, oh, you don't have to pay. Doctor, don't have to pay. Somebody sponsors you for a lunch. It's happened. But when you start to live in faith, God will start to do supernatural things for you, unusual things for you. So ask yourself, I want to see all these things. Like, Lord, I'd love to buy without money at no cost. Run with the horses. Am I being obedient to the word of God so that I can experience the supernatural? Because the only proof of your faith that's been tested is your obedience at all times to serve God continually and give him the rightful place. Then we can live from a position of faith, faith that pleases God. See you later.
Thanks for listening. Visit www.hoc.org.za to learn more. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.